This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short of brown and round, and we quit. I got a feeling you're on to something here.
Live from MacFest in Wales.
I've never played with people looking down from behind me before.
Yes.
So you can actually tell the rest of our global pillagers that I am actually playing the piano. It's the first time anyone's been able to verify it.
Ned, we are in fact in an amphitheatre in Wales. Is this not true?
This is very true, because the difference between an amphitheatre and a theatre is an amphitheatre goes all the way round. For more fun facts like that, listen up.
Hello, I'm Deborah Francis-White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for hysterical facts about Homo sapiens and the cray-cray way-ways of the human ray-race. This is the show in which we discover why ancient Romans had their bridesmaids dress identically to their brides, but never find out why Donald Trump thought it would be easy to be president of the United States of America. Please welcome, on my front...
That's where I like it.
It's quite a sight.
Playing for Midlands of Nowhere, Sarah Bonetto, Beck Hill and Rachel Paris. And on my other breast, playing for Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow, please welcome Phil Wang, Jason Forbes and George Farrakis. Farrakis. How do I say your name, George?
It's 4 acres. You were close.
I definitely said I preferred Farrakis.
Yeah. I made you sound more
Spanish. Farrakis
right now.
And making sure that no joke goes uncorrected like a one-man human Twitter, please welcome in Petten's Corner our delectable doctrinaire, Ned Sedgwick. And on rhythm and views, the very talented Mark Hodge. So let's go to the teams. Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow. Why are you called Dirty Fleshy Rainbow? We know we're called Daphne because you're a sketch troupe.
Well, the name of Daphne is sort of a secret.
I haven't told everybody.
Yeah, it's a secret we've told everyone.
Thanks, guys.
It was
guys.
Literally the first thing Jason told me when I met him.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't ask. He just told me. He said, I'm in Daphne the Sketch Troupe. Then he revealed the secret. Are we allowed to say?
Well, why don't you two blabbermouths too?
The three of us bonded over the sitcom Frasier and kept doing impressions of Daphne Moon. Mm. And the impression became more and more grotesque. And Daphne became this sort of demon... which brought us together.
Oh, can you please play the whole show as Daphne Moon, all of you? Could you do the Daphne Moon voice?
All right, Dr. Glenn. George does it.
Yeah, but it's not recognisably her anymore.
It's fine. We're happy to see the monster she's become.
It's like a Frankenstein. It's like my face. Sort of. My face is all sort of like that. It's like what I'm doing there, if you're listening at home, is that my jaw's like out. Bottom jaws out and the sort of lips up. And my eyes, and it's quite painful to do the full sketch because my eyes are like scrunched up like that. And then you sort of go, hello, Dutty Twin. Going to go and take a dog for the walk. In the microwave.
And that's when we knew we were all friends.
Yeah.
And why are you called Dirty Fleshy Rainbow today?
We're the UK's most interracial threesome.
That's a big claim. How do you know?
We've been to a few of them.
Yeah. Comedy threesome, just to be clear. Yeah. I thought this is too much of a claim to say.
Going on out there.
Oh, yeah. So I'm Phil and I'm half Malaysian and half from Stoke-on-Trent, which is very strange.
And George Farrakis, where are you from?
Well, I'm from a little town in Argentina. No, I am from Wolverhampton in the Black Country, and I am white.
Are you white?
I'm made of two different shades of white person, though, so I think that's why. My dad is English, and he's got a little bit of Irish, so he's sort of quite very, very pale, sunburns horribly. And my mum is a sort of French, Italian, sort of, she's brown. Brown white person. She's that shade. Okay. South European.
Jason, please step in and say anything.
I'm white.
Off-white.
I'm off-white.
Okay, we get it. Farrow and Ball, your elephant's breath. Sure. Okay.
My dad is sort of a very sort of black person. I'm trying to follow the same kind of logic as George. I am a British-born Anglo-Franco-Caribbean, and I sound like a white 18th-century lord.
I love it. And Midlands of Nowhere. Why are you called Midlands of Nowhere?
Because I'm also white, I apologise, and English, and just Leicester, like the Midlands. But these guys,
we're from the middle of nowhere, yeah. Australia.
Yeah.
Are you both from sort of central Australia, really middle of nowhere?
I'm Adelaide, which most people can't find on a map, even though it's a capital city.
I mean, we say it's a capital, but anyway, go on. I'm from Melbourne, and it is like, how can I describe it? A superior Adelaide?
Actually, in fairness, the best description I heard was Melbourne is several Adelaides standing on each other's shoulders in a big overcoat trying to pretend they're a city.
That's true.
So, Beck Hill, how are you diverse?
I am the only person I know who would prefer to listen to Muse than Radiohead.
Lovely.
See, it's really divided the room. Yeah. Come on, guys, we should be getting together at this point in time.
Rachel Paris, how are you diverse?
I forgot to prepare an answer to this, but I mean, I'm a woman, but that's not really enough, I think. And
it is on a comedy panel show.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever seen Mock the Week? Yeah, they have a special lady chair on that.
I'm a woman, and I'm very from Leicester. Like, I'm very from Leicester. Going back, like, my mum has done her family tree, and going back generation after generation after generation, I'm so from Leicester that it's almost diverse.
Sarah Bonetto, how are you diverse?
I am a lady on a panel show. I'm a foreigner on a panel show. And I am a vegetarian. You want better than that? Once a year I eat fish, but I don't want to use the term pescatarian. Shut up, Becca.
What's the occasion once a year when you eat fish?
When I'm gigging by the sea. Sometimes it's like,
yeah. She's swimming and she has her mouth open.
I say fish, it's krill. I'm a whale. I'm basically a whale.
On every episode of Global Pillage, our hive mind creates a special piece of music unique for this show. So could you please stand up if your name starts with A, B, C, D, E, F, or F sharp? Yes, or a G,
all
I forgot
right.
G.
So in the red jumper, what's your name?
Booth. So with the pint, which is looking quite inviting. A from Abe. And the B from Booth. Madam? Elias. Oh, I'm liking it, I'm liking it. This is going to be a good one, I know it is.
Alan.
And now this is the crucial one. What's your name?
Freya.
Freya. Okay.
Gustav.
Well, let me try it. Let me try them both. Have the microphone back.
First round is a themes round, and today's theme is machismo. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with a correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In ancient Athens, if you were accused of being a beer drinker who slept with lots of women, what kind of reputation would you have? Midlands of nowhere.
I think it would be bad, because didn't they drink more wine? Maybe beer was more like uncouth.
I'm with Rachel on that, because they had a reputation for being into the other things, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't elaborate.
Well, my friend's hairdresser used to hang out in ancient Greece, and I think we should go with that. What do you think, Beck?
I think it sounds like a politician.
Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow.
I think it was a nice thing.
You're right.
I reckon...
Is this just maybe based on what you want to do?
Yeah. Well, it would have been against the grain, I suppose, because Greeks drink ouzo.
Is that a pun, against the grain?
Yeah, only for the brewers in the house. So it meant you were very much your own person and you didn't drink what everyone else drank.
Hive mind. In ancient Athens, if you were accused of being a beer drinker who slept with lots of women, what kind of reputation would you have? What would people be saying about you?
Bad warrior. Warrior material.
Bad warrior. Ooh.
You're a show-off.
You're a show-off. Great.
Stupid.
Or stupid. Great.
Alcoholic male prostitute.
Bad. Alcoholic. I'm going to go for alcoholic male sex worker. Okay. All right. If you think it's bad warrior, buzz now. Show-off, buzz now. Stupid, buzz now. Alcoholic sex worker, buzz now. I see the way this is going. It actually meant that you were effeminate because why, Ned?
So basically, drinking beer is what the Persians did, and they were seen as kind of decadent and weaker, and drinking wine was what real men did. And also, real men only slept with women to have children, and they slept with teenage men for romance. So all the love notes in ancient Athens were to young men, which was... be nice for me, but fine.
If only you were in Athens, Ned, as such a...
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Things really have changed since then, haven't they?
Yeah, but it's opposite the stereotype we think now. It just goes to show, fashion is everything. What would a young single Amish man mean if he said he had the horn? Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow.
It was his turn to speak. Like, it was if every village has one horn, you know, you have to pass the conch, but for them it's a horn.
His turn to speak.
And so if it's Elijah's turn to speak, he'd have to get the horn and he'd say, "I've got the horn," and then everyone would giggle. and no one would hear what he had to say.
Yeah. Do you agree, definitely, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow?
Completely.
It sounds as good an answer as any.
And yep. They get bonus points for taking a question that was clearly trying to elicit a dirty answer and coming up with a clean one with a clean literary reference as well. I'm very impressed.
Either that or they have an erection. Big erection, big erection.
And also, I think we should give them bonus
thank
points.
Thank you, thank you. Midlands of nowhere, yes.
Is it, like, in Amish world?
Is that like M&M world?
Yes, yeah, they're everywhere. It smells great. Is it that a horn is like a gift? They don't have phones, so the closest you've got is a horn. So it's like, oh, I really want to get you something nice. Here, have a horn. And
they
that shows they're interested.
They do have clothes. The Amish do have clothes. Did you say they don't have clothes?
No.
Phones.
They don't have smartphones, is what she means.
Just think about naked Amish people now. It's hard to get back into phones, of course.
So, hive mind, what would a young single Amish man mean if he said he had the horn?
He's in control.
His strength. What was that one?
In control.
In control.
Bought a tractor.
He's bought a tractor. He's bought a tractor with a horn. Anything else? He's caught the stray cow.
Like, as in a woman?
No, I think she means
it's an idiom of an idiom.
Oh, right.
Okay, if you think it means strength, buzz now. Not even the person who said it. Yeah. If you think it means he's in control, buzz now. Bought a tractor with a horn, buzz now. Or has managed to catch the stray cow, buzz now. In fact, a horn is a 6-foot tube used to talk privately with a potential love match in Amish society, because you need a chaperone to be in the same room. Oh. So if you wanted to talk, you talk down a long tube, like a Hoover tube. Is that right, Ned?
No, that's completely right. It's just so no one could overhear you, but also there was just your father just sat next to it, so they probably could overhear it. But it's give the illusion of privacy.
Like, and actually, Amish sexting.
Yeah, basically, really PG Amish sexting.
I am going to unbutton your blouse. Yeah, I said
buttons.
Blouse. Oh, no buttons. I am going to unthread the stitching on your... Oh.
I thought they could have buttons. They couldn't have zippers.
No, buttons and zippers are both decadent.
Velcro everywhere. You can hear them coming a mile away.
The ability to create what before a battle was considered the height of masculinity in Incan society. So what did you have to make or fashion before a battle if you wanted to be seen as masculine? Midlands of nowhere.
Was it like a voodoo doll of your enemies?
A voodoo doll of your enemies?
Out of like some colourful woven fabric.
Okay, so I don't
feel like I'm right, so I'm going to keep talking till I get a good look. And the fabric is rare, and it is made up a mountain, and there are monkeys.
I think your teammate Rachel might have a second idea.
I think it might be a really beautiful, elaborate costume for yourself.
Yes, yeah, like a T-shirt that says, I'm a man.
Exactly what Beck Hill just said.
Yeah. Okay, so
with an arrow
I'm...
that points up, and then the legend with an arrow that points up.
Okay, Daphne Dirty Fleshy Rainbow.
Surely it's a big feather headdress.
Do you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, is it like a chocolate drink? Because that's the part of the world where chocolate is from. I reckon you have that drink, make that well, then get off and...
And of course, unsweetened cocoa is very bitter, so that he'd drink it and, like, his face wouldn't tremble. And we're like, whoa, he can drink bitter cocoa. And it looks like he's going to kill us. He's going to kill us because he can handle bitter tastes. So what's stopping him from killing all of us?
Amazingly, that is still what I look for in a man.
So. That's what beer's about.
Things
That's why real
change.
Ale is...
Okay, masculine. Hive mind. What did an Incan man have to make before he went into battle to be seen as masculine? Love. Make love, not hot chocolate. An IKEA cabinet. Brilliant. Just to make sure there were no screws left over, and then you were a proper man. Anything else?
Bread.
Anything else, Hive Mind?
Some lovely jewellery.
That was the most Welsh thing I've ever heard.
I love that he specified lovely. Like, because if it's not lovely, he's not a man.
So if he had to make love, buzz now. An IKEA cabinet, buzz now. Yeah. Some people have gone, that was a funny answer, it deserves a buzz. Bread, buzz now. Or some lovely jewellery, buzz now. In fact, it's laced shoes. Ned, could you please fill us in?
Yeah, because making the thread of a lace kind of represented, you know, life's thread. This is according to the book I was reading. Kind of paraphrasing it.
Was the book Wikipedia, Ned?
Yeah. Have you read it too?
Cover to cover, baby.
Yeah, what a book. Yeah, so it just kind of represented your ability to kind of see the way the battle was going, the way fate was going, the way your life was going. And also, who doesn't like lace shoes?
That's true.
There's a very similar thing in Chinese culture. In birthdays, it's something you eat, if it's your birthday, you eat something called shengmian, which is a bowl of noodles, but it's all one noodle. It's one really long noodle. And you have to put it in your mouth and you have to suck up the whole thing. And if you bite it too soon, you'll die soon. So yeah, it's obviously a threat in life. It's obviously.
Do you have to have it?
No, most people don't want to take the risk.
And no, I wouldn't.
Have some
I wouldn't.
Cake.
And it's the end of the round.
What's the
season? The Hive Mind currently in third place with improvable upon 0 points. And then Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow and Midlands of Nowhere are tied with 5 points apiece.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Fingers on buzzers. In Wales, they say, you're boiling like pea soup. Boiling like pea soup. What does that mean? Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow.
I mean, you're really angry in a garden.
You're really angry in a garden. You're boiling like...
Yeah, I'm imagining a bloke, soup. He's like... And he's sort of... There's peas nearby. I panicked.
Midlands of nowhere.
You're the Hulk.
You're the Hulk.
Yeah, gets really hot and then green.
That comes up a lot in Wales. I can see why that would be from here.
That's good.
Is it that you've got spots? Because like when pea soup boils, it's like sort of pustules going blah, 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 blah.
Ah, so you've got acne. Yeah. Okay. Hive mind. In Wales, they say you're boiling like pea soup. Now, I'm hoping in Wales someone might know this.
Fever and you're turning green.
You've got a fever and you're turning green. Ooh. Okay.
Horny in the kitchen.
You say horny in the kitchen. Do you mean like an Amish horn? Talking on a horny in the kitchen. Okay.
Terrible flatulence.
Terrible flatulence. Okay. Fever, buzz now. Horny in the kitchen, buzz now. Terrible flatulence, buzz now. In fact, it means you can't stop talking. You're boiling like pea soup. Like just shh, calm down now. You're talking too much, too fast. Can we bring that back in Wales, please? In Wales, they say... All our idioms are from Wales today. I should probably give that away now. In Wales, they say, don't lift a petticoat after pissing. Don't lift a petticoat after pissing. Teams? Midlands of nowhere?
It's like shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted.
Shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted?
Like there's a little bit of a sprinkle on the petticoat. Well, too late. Don't lift it now. Done it now. Not that that's ever happened to me, I just want to clarify that. I'm super ladylike.
Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow?
I think they're correct, so let's add that answer as well.
So Daphne making a bid to share the points. Hive mind. If someone says don't lift your petticoat after pissing, what does that mean?
Don't apologise.
Don't apologise.
Don't be a broken record.
Don't be a broken record. So stop with the pea soup. Okay, so never apologise, Buzz Now. Don't be a broken record, Buzz Now. In fact, Midlands of Nowhere had it. It's don't cry over spilt milk or close the barn door after the horse has bolted.
Yay.
Yes, well done. Although Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow agreed, so I don't know if the points are going to
we
be...
We have the points.
What were you going to say when you buzzed? Because you buzzed at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, don't try and rectify something after the problem's occurred.
I don't know, well known it is.
Yeah, you should have buzzed quicker then.
In Wales, they say, I'll give my head for breaking. What does that mean? I'll give my head for breaking. Middles of nowhere.
That you'll offer yourself up as the, like, martyr kind of thing.
You'll offer yourself up as the martyr. I'll give my head for breaking. Oh, like in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, like, I'll be the tribute.
I'll be the tribute to the Hunger Games. An ancient Welsh Hunger Games idiom.
Is it when you use your head to break a bike?
When you use your head to break a bike, what, like a karate move?
Well, more like you accidentally...
Oh,
yeah.
Fall over the handlebars. Yeah. Ah, I see. Daphne?
Is it when your car's going too fast, but your feet aren't available to hit the brake, so you have to go upside down?
Dive into the footwell.
And you put your head on the brake, and so you give your head for braking.
Right, okay, so when it's inconvenient for your feet to push the pedal, but it's much handier
That's
for
right,
your
Deborah,
head
yeah.
to push it.
Absolutely.
Are you going with that, Daphne?
Well, I mean, it's hard not to. I think so. I mean, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you take the rap for something, but I think I prefer the idea of Phil driving a car upside down, using his head for the brakes and his belly to steer. I don't know.
You don't want to know what I'm using to steer.
Okay, hive mind. In Wales, they say, I'll give my head for braking. What does that mean? I'll eat my hat. I'll be amazed. Anything else?
You're hungover.
Anything else?
True.
Going to get drunk.
Are we actually giving answers or are we just... This just feels like a plan.
This does feel a bit like a festival drunk. Admissions session. It's turned into festival's confession.
Made a voodoo doll up on a hill.
I took a load of MDMA last night. I went home with someone who wasn't my boyfriend. Is this what we're doing to Sharon?
At least one of those... Two things was true of you last night.
That, none of those things were true. What?
But Phil did drive a car with his head.
I'll eat my hat, Buzznow. I'm hungover, Buzznow. I'm drunk, Buzznow. In fact, it means I'm certain. So I'll give my head for breaking that Jones the baker stepped out last night with Carriard.
Like I'd stake my life on it.
I'd stake my life, yeah. I'd give my head for breaking. Oh. So yeah, unfortunately, you were all wrong. But it's the end of the round.
Hive Mind have improved on their score and now have 5 points. Ooh. Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow have not and have 5 points too. And Midlands of Nowhere have 15 points.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God.
The next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared... Technically, they are comedians, with a question based on their culture or family background, assuming they've got one. Audience. So this reels you out, George Brackus. Audience. If one of you has a question for one of the teams, that would give all our lives meaning. Midlands of Nowhere, do you have a question for Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow?
What would I mean if I were to have no wokers?
And this is from?
From Australia.
From Australia.
If you've got no wokers... How's it sounds like Fuzzy Bear has run out of jokes.
It's W-U-C-K-E-R-S.
Or oh, I've been spelling it W-H-A... Do you know what? It doesn't matter how it's spelled. What?
No wokers.
Is there a restaurant called Waka? Waka.
Yeah. Sounds like my surname, the way Deborah
like, we could
it.
Put it in context. Oh, hey, Beck and Rachel, how many wokers have you got?
I got no wokers.
That does help a bit.
Interesting.
Oh,
no money?
No clue. I've got no idea. I haven't got a wokers. I've got no wokers, yeah?
Close.
Yeah.
Can I
guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it no? Have you got any money?
No.
No.
Okay, can you
the Australian wokker exchange rate is...
It is short for no wokking furries, which is a spoonerism.
Oh. Oh. Very nice.
It's usually said in Australia, in my experience, in the same way that Australians say, no drama or no worries.
Yep, no worries.
Yeah, so they've brought your car around and you go, thanks very much. They'll go, no workers.
Oh my God, that is such a Deborah. Like, I brought my car around. is the champagne in the back? Because I'm not getting in.
So Midlands of Nowhere score points because Daphne Dirty Flesh did not guess the right answer. Daphne Dirty Fleshy Rainbow, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
What would Chinese Phil mean if he said, I'm eating some Sim Dum?
I just made that up. I thought that was so well prepared.
You have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Jamaicanisms.
George is very au fait with Jamaican culture, so. But this is true. That wasn't.
Sure, I'm sure he is. But would you mind doing it just for the record?
I think it would be better.
He does it better than I do.
Okay, great. I don't want Twitter complaints, but if I get them, I'll send them to you.
Okay, do you want me to do it?
I think if we've learned anything so far, it's that you should do it, and I should be quiet.
Okay, so I'm a Jamaican person. What would I mean if I said "So cow grow im no zolotan"?
Oh, and this is for the Hive Mind. Is anyone brave enough to answer that question?
Telling lies.
You're telling lies.
Calm down, I don't want to fight.
Calm down, I don't want to fight you. I've got a what?
A car for my nose.
A car for my nose. Oh, a brake pedal for my nose. Calm down, I don't want to fight you. Is it... is one of those right?
The cow is right.
Oh, it is right. I was going to get them to guess if one of them was right, but we've already, you've told them.
Darn it.
And the Hive Mind has scored!
No, but what I meant was that she got the bit that it's about a cow. That's not the right answer.
She scored. What is the correct answer?
It's as a cow grows, his nose hole... the hole of his nose opens, so as you grow older, you get wiser.
Ah. Hive Mind. Do you have a question for Midlands of Nowhere?
So, in Portugal, we say, oh, you're a really good fork. What does that mean?
I mean, I know what you want us to say. All I'm saying is, I was told that quite a lot at university.
Does it mean, like, because a fork, you have to, like, load it up with stuff. I don't know. Does it mean you can carry a lot of stuff?
Or is it like your jack of all trades? Like, because you can use a fork for any food, like even yogurt. Try it, works. I've been desperate.
I've watched you be desperate. But enough about my university days. Also, I can carry quite a lot of things.
Is that correct?
No, none of that is correct.
What is the right answer?
It means you have a great appetite.
Oh. Well, the Portuguese are a simple folk.
And it's the end of the round.
Daphne, Dirty Fleshy Rainbow have been keeping it steady with 5 points. Hive Mind are now on 15 points. Ahead of the pack with 20 points of Midlands of Nowhere.
Round is the speed round.
Whee!
For this round, we need 3 representatives from the Hive Mind to be today's Hive Minders. Are we ready? Fingers on buzzers. In Iowa, it is illegal for a man to kiss a woman in public if he has what?
No lips.
A moustache. In England, we say, get off my back. In Armenia, they say, stop ironing my...
leg.
Head. What did ancient Greeks put in their mouths to cure stammers?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Marbles.
Very close. Pebbles, yes, close enough. What are you doing if you say you're putting your jacket on in Mexico?
Going outside to the shop.
Masturbating.
That's better.
Which book was translated into French as Animals Everywhere?
Animal Farm?
Yes.
That makes it sound like a musical.
A prairie oyster is an American hangover cure which consists of...
Is it a bull's testicle?
No, but I've started the question so I'll finish. Prairie oyster is an American hangover cure that consists of Tabasco, Worcester sauce and what other ingredient?
Raw egg.
Yes, correct. Not oysters. What English song is translated into Albanian as Bright Young Man?
Coldplay yellow?
In fact, it's fluorescent adolescent. Bright young man. Which modern country is St. George thought to be from? The patron saint of England?
Portugal. Palestine.
It's Turkey, is it?
Yep. Yes, Turkey. It's Turkey. Turkey is correct. In what country was the flag of St. George invented?
Italy.
Correct. Mm. Liechtenstein is the world's largest exporter of what?
Lichts.
Fake teeth. In Germany, how would you describe something which has a Scottish price?
Cheap.
Yes. In which country would you buy a samurai burger from McDonald's?
Japan.
Thailand. And that's the end of the show.
Daphne Dirty Fleshy Rainbow came in third place with a very improved 7 points. Oh. And then it was the Hive Mind in second place with 25 points. And the Midlands of Nowhere won with 31 points.
Well done. Congratulations to the winners who gave their heads for breaking, and commiserations to the losers who will be lifting their petticoats after pissing. And I'll leave you on this thought from Burma. Only a real friend tells you when your face is dirty. Please give it up for Phil Wang. Yay! Jason Forbes. Woo! George Farrakas. Yay! Sarah Bonetto. Yay! Beck Hill. Yay! Rachel Paris. Ed Sedgwick at Kenneth's Corner. Woo! Mark Hodge on keyboard. Questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick, by Mark Hodge, the recording engineer was Phil Tizzo. Producer was Tom Davis of the Community. Thanks to Tony Cameron, PBJ Live, and everyone at Hackett. Thanks for watching this round of episodes. GlobalPillage.net.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.